God has great concern for the poor, and many of His laws give direction on how to take care of the poor. Since God has great concern for the fatherless and the widow and the poor, we too should have great concern for caring for those who cannot easily care for themselves. As Israel's history develops, the nation drifted towards ignoring these laws, and the poor became taken advantage of by the wealthy and the greedy and the powerful. And as a result, the rich sometimes became synonymous for the unrighteous, because they accumulated their wealth in underhanded, oppressive ways. And the poor became associated with the righteous, as we see in Psalm 10 and 37 and 72. And in the situation that these particular psalms were written, the poor were being oppressed by the wicked rich. Now, this doesn't mean that all rich people are bad or unrighteous. In fact, in the book of James in chapter 5, he doesn't condemn the rich altogether, but he condemns those who acquire wealth in ungodly ways. It does mean that many of the rich in that particular day accrued their wealth by being oppressive. And that's what we're talking about today on Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you." The New Testament has much to say about the dangers of wealth. Luke especially seems to have this concern. Luke alone tells the story of the Good Samaritan. Luke alone tells the parable of the rich fool who bought bigger and bigger barns. And the story of God's great banquet that people wouldn't come to because they had fields and cattle and land to tend to. And Luke alone, the story of the dishonest manager and the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. More than any other New Testament writer, Luke stresses the danger of letting our life consist in the things of which we possess. And the language James uses here is the language of the prophets when they pronounced judgment on the wicked and the reaction of the wicked when they experience God's judgment. In fact, the words wail and weep and howl is found only in the Old Testament in contexts where prophets are announcing God's judgment. So the consensus seems to be that this is a weeping and howling regarding the loss of what they had trusted in due to God's judgment, and even a loss of their lives, even though there have been plenty of merciful pleas to turn to the Lord. James is speaking to unbelievers, warning them of the coming judgment of the Lord. But he's also warning Christians, rich Christians, that they should not boast in their riches, but use their riches for God's glory and to be a blessing to others. Today, would you please pray for Jimmy Walker and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines? And also remember the Fonta LifeWord broadcast in Ghana.